Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bonjour.
Happy sunny Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, kind of nice, cool,
yep.
Sunny. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be sunny all day. I haven't,
yeah.
Since I got rid of cable, I don't keep track of the weather.
You have a phone. It has weather.com on it.
I've made it like 3-4 months. I'm kind of proud of myself.
Good.
So, yeah, I'm not spending the time in front of the television like I used to. I still don't have time to do everything I want to do. I don't know where that time went to, but it's there.
And well, wait till you retire, then you won't have time to do anything.
I'll never retire. I'll be the greeter at Walmart without a doubt, right? So, okay, well, what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news we put on thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Thank you, sir. And so our sponsor for this radio show for the last 8 years has been The Current, which I used to own, and then sold to you 3 years ago now?
I think it's 2 years, yeah. I started co-hosting with you about 3 years ago. You asked me to co-host about 3 years.
Oh, it feels longer than that, right?
Then the paper came up for sale about it. Yeah, it's been, I think it's 2 years now.
Okay. So,
actually, it was a year ago this coming August, so it'd be 2 years, yeah.
Yeah.
A year ago, last October, I should say.
Okay. So, anyways, the Current has struggled through because you work so many ungodly hours. And it's the print edition of The Current is...
The advertisers have cut back because the economy's so good, they feel they don't need to advertise. And so there's some who have stiffed us, some who have, you know,
which is
gone bankrupt.
Right?
Yep. And so basically when one of the anchors gave way after about a year, then it was a basically not-for-profit operation anymore, and then another guy dropped out. So right now... The Current is not making any money. I've been paying out of pocket. My wife and I have been paying out of pocket for too long. It sponsors this hour and brought us The Drift every week. And
yeah.
We're happy to do that. But the money's no longer there. So in 2 weeks, this is the second to last episode, Gary and I will be doing it Wham. And you have plans for after that, right?
So we'll move to podcasts. So we'll still do a weekly show. We'll still have call-ins. And I'll let you guys know what day of the week we're going to do that. So
I just didn't want to drop off the air like some shows doing. Like, whatever happened to so-and-so, you know?
No. So we thank our time that we've had here. It's been a great learning experience. And,
no tears, folks. No tears.
No tears. No tears. It's been a great experience. I've really enjoyed it.
So I have reason to believe there's going to be a good show coming on in our place. So
yeah.
I can't speak to that. But I heard there's probably going to be a familiar voice.
Yeah, our content here is always super fabulous. So, but anyways, go to thedailydrift.com. We'll keep you abreast of what happens.
It's the news you need to know.
It's the news you need to know.
I'm
gonna
miss
that. We'll be good. So we've got one more show next week. I think it'll be our last one next week. Yeah. So anyways, good to do.
Send flowers too.
In lieu of flowers. Okay. So, it's kind of odd. The first thing I want to talk about is the IG report. Allegedly, the draft has been submitted by Horowitz, right? It's kind of hard to see much. They're holding it pretty tight to the vest. I haven't seen anything. Have you?
I thought I read a headline on my phone yesterday that said it was submitted. Then I read news last night that wasn't like day old news that said he's going to submit it. So I'm kind of confused. And it's going to go to Barr first. And then Barr has to determine who he's not going to prosecute, I imagine.
Right.
You know?
And if you go to thedailydrift.com, I actually have two links on this. And one of them was a letter submitted from Horowitz's group to the senators and congressmen saying, I am submitting the draft, blah, 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 blah. So I think the draft has been submitted. I don't know. Who knows how long we're going to
be. Well,
it'll take
what concerns
to see it, right?
me. What concerns me is that all along it's supposed to be about FISA abuse in general. And we thought there was going to be very far reaching. And then the description I heard of it this morning, which was a little bit more official, made it sound like it was particularly dealing with Carter Page. and the FISA abuses involving Carter Page. And
could be substantial.
Well,
I'm not holding my breath. Put it this way.
There was a lot more going on than just Carter Page.
Yeah.
You
well,
know?
That might be falling to Durham, though.
Yeah.
Whose report is still ongoing. His investigation still ongoing. So
the question is, is there going to be a two-class, you know, legal system in this country or not?
Exactly. You know, is William Barr everything we expect him to be?
I hope so.
Hope that he is. I hope so, too.
Oh, Father, please help our government, help our people, and help our nation this time. This could be a real time of crisis, and we ask you for right to prevail. Amen.
Amen, brother. Thank you. So we'll have to just wait and see. I'm not going to get my hopes up this time. I, listening to Gruber the other morning, it sounded like McCabe was on the block, right? Here we go. And yet there still isn't any charges.
No.
You know, now we're putting the cart before the horse. I'm sure the official draft, whatever has to be done, everything has to be submitted. The people in the Senate and the Congress have to see it before we get
a chance. I think they're negotiations.
Somebody needs to go to jail. That's all I can say.
They could be leaning on him, and then he's saying, wait, I want to make a deal. I want to make a deal. You know, because I do know that there's stuff going on. You know, there's, can we be tried in this court, or can you let this go, or that, you know? It's like the Flynn. The Flynn case is very, very interesting. Have you been following what's been happening lately?
Yes.
So, do you mind if I?
Yeah, go ahead.
So basically, General Flynn pleaded guilty twice, okay, pled guilty twice, and he's been awaiting sentencing. Now he's got a new defense team, Sidney Powell, and she's a real attack dog, and she's going after, she wants all the documents, and the list of documents she wants puts some of our, like, Hannity to shame.
Really?
As far as knowing what's going on, what's really going on. She knows exactly where to poke her nose, and she's going to try and not only influence the sentencing, but expose what went on so bad that they'll have to throw it out. Unfortunately, the DOJ is fighting her. This is the same DOJ that has to act on the Horowitz report.
Right.
So
does that come down to... Does that come down to who's...
The bureaucratic state.
Right, the deep state guys that are in there.
Yeah.
And so are we really going to get past... Are there so many deep states people in place that even Bill Barr can't do anything about it?
That's the problem.
I mean, why is Christopher Wray still the head of the FBI?
That's part of the problem right there. It's hard to move these guys. You remember under Bismarck, who was the... so to speak, president of Prussia, and he set up the whole... He's a guy who's responsible for bureaucracy. He invented bureaucracy. Like, you know, the guy, like, oh, first you have to go to the office of the office of the office of and get it in triplicate, three times stamped with the signature of... Yeah.
And then come back and see me and we'll talk
about exactly.
It. Yeah.
And it's still with us.
Well, Gary's been, from Hazel Park's been waiting patiently. Let's have Gary come on board. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, you know, I'm not going to be happy until somebody's in Gitmo. I mean, this has been going on and on and on. If Sean Hannity's got the information, which he does, there's no reason why the attorney generals and the people that have the authority to arrest these guys haven't done it yet, you know?
Yeah.
Well, as I understand Barr is redacting stuff for security reasons, same way he was supposed to do with the Mueller report.
And you certainly don't want to taint anything coming up from Durham's investigation, right? I mean, I want the worst of the worst to come down. I don't mind if these small charges get glossed over because there's something bigger coming down. I want Comey and McCabe, Strzok, Page, maybe even higher up the chain.
I'll let Page go if she'll turn on Strzok. Hey, I'll let Strzok go.
I'm up here in Madison Heights at a Trump rally. There's a good 200 people up here. There's bikers for Trump. There's the UAW for Trump. The Unity Bridge is here. And we're all having a good time. Everybody's waving their flags and chatting it up and having a good time.
Where at, Gary?
Here wants to say hi.
Where at, Gary?
Hi, Gary. Hi, Ed. It's Janice Daniels. How are you?
Hi, Janice. Hi. I asked you to call in and report.
This is the most wonderful time that I've had in a while, although I have a very exciting life, but there's so much energy here. The Rob Cordes's Trump Unity Bridge is here. Music is blaring. People are dancing flags. People are honking their horns as they pass by. It's just a great event, and I would recommend that the tea parties across this country. Get out on the streets again, because this is where we define who we are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
It's never too soon to get pumped up about the campaign. So, excellent.
Absolutely.
All right, Janice. Well, thank you so much, and you guys keep up the good work out there.
Thank you. You guys do the same. God bless you.
God bless. Yeah, we'll take care. Yeah, well, that's good to know there's a Trump rally going on. I'm feeling kind of positive about the campaign, after all. I mean, do you?
Well, I contacted Jasmine Early, who's running for office in Sterling Heights. She told me about it, and she said she was going to be there. And I said, hey, call in, talk to Janice this morning. I says, hey, call and give us a remote report, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm feeling, part of the reason I'm feeling super confident is because of the Dem debates. Did you watch any? No, I didn't watch it live.
Radio, listen to your Joe Biden recordings. Yeah. Whatever.
My favorite was Castro going after Joe, which I thought was, wow. Wow.
Oh, he
cat fight.
Yeah, he had some bricks falling him for that one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was listening to Guy Benson yesterday, and he said Julian Castro was actually wrong substantively in his
attack on Biden. Yeah.
And so is Julian Castro just going after Biden because he wants to get him out of the way?
I don't think Julian Castro has a chance at all, whatever. But, you know, I saw a video clip of Joy Behar saying, you know, people over 60 are 25% of the voters. Watch where you're going there, Sonny.
Yeah. I find it very hard to believe that this country would ever be stupid enough to vote a Castro into office, knowing that the family is socialist, La Raza, the whole nine yards. Come on, man. We've seen what
happened. I find it hard to believe they'd vote any of these clowns in, especially
exactly.
The one who said, yeah, we're coming for your AKs and your AR-15s. We're going to pay you for them and take them.
Yes.
And what if I don't take your asking price, Beto? What you going to do, huh?
Give me 100 grand. Give me 100 grand.
The going price. They're valuable now.
Right.
But I saw this cartoon of these guys, the SWAT team with the battering ram at the door and the guys with the body armor off to the side. They says, it's the police. We're here to buy your guns.
Yeah. Well, someone tweeted that out the other day, and I thought to myself, well, you know, those AR-15s have a nasty habit of pulling their own triggers. They probably have a pretty nasty habit of walking out of my house and running off somewhere. I don't know where they went.
I was moving them to a secure location in my canoe.
And they ran away from me.
Tipped over in the river, and we couldn't find them after that. Sue me.
Exactly. Well, let's listen to Mr. Beto, Robert O'Rourke, who is thinking that this is his option of somehow making it to the presidential nomination for the Democrats. Derek, you got that first track? Let's go ahead and listen to Beto.
You said, quote, Americans who own AR-15s and AK-47s will have to sell them to the government, all of them. You know, the critics call this confiscation. Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work?
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield, if the high impact, high velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers. When we see that being used against children, and in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15. Mm-hmm. And that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against...
Hell no, you're not, buddy.
...anymore.
Congressman, thank you.
And I want to say this. I'm listening to the people of this country. The day after I proposed doing that, I went to a gun show in Conway, Arkansas, to meet with those who are selling AR-15s and AK-47s and those who are buying those weapons. And you might be surprised, there was some common ground there. Folks who said, I would willingly give that up, cut it to pieces. I don't need this weapon to hunt, to defend myself.
I don't need. Really? I'd like to. Who did you talk to, Beto? What kind of a lie is that?
Yeah.
You're going to go to a gun show where people are buying AR-15s and they say, I just forked over $1,500 for this AR-15 and I'll willingly cut it up because you say you're going to turn them in and or make us turn them in and make me all safe and all.
It used to be said, years ago, it used to be said that AR-15s weren't a good hunting rifle. AR-10s are. And AR-15s can be. AR-15 can take deer. You know, a certain small sure. game. Certainly varmints.
Right.
Varmint hunting is garmy. They're perfect for mm-hmm. that. And so this whole concept of they're not a hunting weapon, they're just dressed up to look scary sometimes. You yeah. know, it's like the Barbie doll of guns.
That's yeah. like they, and let's be honest. This is not about hunting, Mr. O'Rourke. The Founding Fathers wanted the American population to be as well-armed as any government so that when the government got big and bad and overbearing like it is now, that the American people could say, enough is enough. It's time to start over again.
There was a time during the time of the Alamo where the Mexican government had given a cannon to some Texican, they were called at the time, Texican settlers before Texas was even Texas. And it was for their self-defense. And then there was a lot of turmoil in the Mexican government at that time and how they were dealing with that area. And the Mexican government came back and said, we want our cannon back. And the Texans said, come and take it. And there's a flag based on that. Mm-hmm. It was a representative from Texas named Briscoe Kane who told Beto, he says, my AR is ready for you. Come and take it.
Yeah.
Now he's being accused of threatening. That's why I was concerned about what I said last week about, right. you know.
Eh. Yeah. It yeah. always helps to kind of watch your words because in this day and age, the way the Democrats, and it's happening on Twitter all the time. Mm-hmm. If you use, a friend of mine got suspended for using the word coward the other day.
Coward?
Coward. He called somebody a coward and they gave him a 48-hour suspension on Twitter.
Go sit in the corner.
I used the word retarded and—
Did you get away with it?
I had a week suspension.
Oh, that was retarded of you.
Oops. The snowflakes.
My microphone doesn't work.
The snowflakes are so bad at this point. It's just outrageous. It really is. And what have we done to our society when you can't use basic? Now words hurt. You offend me. Oh, words hurt. Sticks and stones, brother.
Well, my
sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Hello. You're not entitled to not be offended or have your feelings hurt. That's not anywhere in the Constitution.
Did Representative Briscoe Kane cross a line when he said he would basically defend his constitutional right to own a weapon? I mean, I have a problem with the National Firearms Act in the 30s where they said I could no longer own an automatic machine gun. You know, I mean, I love that scene where that one movie was on Netflix recently where, I can't remember his name. He goes into the hardware store. He says, yeah, I'll take that Tommy gun with yeah. the drum. And
The Highwayman.
The Highwayman, yeah. Oh, I love that movie. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's no reason why you should not be able to own these things. You may have to kill a dozen varmints at a time, you know. But the thing is, like the high-capacity magazine bans they talk about. So you got five people attack this woman, and she's got her husband's AR-15, and she manages to hold them off. Well, what if they each have five bullets, okay? And she's only allowed to have five bullets. She better make every last shot count. That's ridiculous. These, you know, you can only have five bullets in your magazine. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's an infringement on your, it's not just ridiculous. The point I want to make is it's an infringement on your constitutional right.
Right.
That's the problem. So at what point do you say that far and no more? You are not coming in my door to infringe on my personal right. Now, already we see the incrementalism in California and in New York, and unfortunately, that hasn't been pushed back on at a federal level yet, and it needs to be.
Yeah. Well, you saw Ted Cruz the other day put out, there was a little article, and I think we put it on the Drift, the Daily Drift, that certain conservatives are telling President Trump and the Republican Party, be very careful when you talk about increasing background checks or taking mm-hmm. any more steps toward this. Because, you know what? Once again, you're impacting and punishing us law-abiding citizens with further background checks. The background checks right now, I think, are fine. I know the Democrats are pushing for universal, meaning they want those private-to-private sales,
yeah.
right? But as you and I have discussed before, how are you going to— a law is only as good as it can be enforced. How are you going to enforce Billy selling his AR-15 to Susan? It's already out on the streets. You don't know. Billy doesn't want anyone to know that he—nobody probably knows mm-hmm. Billy has it. Susan doesn't want anyone tracking it, so they're going to make that arrangement, and they're both law-abiding citizens. They're not going to do the universal background check.
My daughter is threatened by her ex-husband, or her soon-to-be ex-husband, and he's been abusive, and he's threatening to come along, and he's known violent, right? And I want to say, here, I've trained you how to use my pistol. I want you to take this and protect yourself, and we've both just violated the law because she can't get a CPL or she can't get a registered handgun purchase within 3 days, and this guy could be there tonight.
Right.
That's a problem.
It is a problem. And I think if there's anything else done, and I hope Republicans think about this, if there is anything else done towards strengthening background checks, you must ensure that there is no tracking, no tracing of what somebody does. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If I'm buying a gun, I'm not super happy that the
I'm allowed to
check
buy a
happens.
Gun. You don't know that I bought a gun.
Yes, exactly.
That's fine by me.
Yes. If you
red check, flag laws, absolutely not.
Yeah. If you check me and say, all right, every year you have to re-up your ability to buy a gun, fine. I'll go take my check. I'm mm-hmm. good. I may not buy a gun this year. And I don't want anyone tracking what I buy, where I buy it, or anything else. I'm going to go buy a gun. I'm of sound mind and healthy body, right?
So you're saying you have to have a license to possess a gun? That's what it sounds like. And I was going with you for a minute until I realized.
That's not what I meant.
Now it sounds like the government says as long as you have passed the mental fitness test, you're allowed to continue to own that gun. But if you don't, they can come and take it away because you haven't been recently certified. You got certified to buy it. You went downhill five years later.
Well, then you're hitting a slippery slope, right?
Exactly.
So there we go.
Exactly.
I mean, those of us who are CPL holders at this point, we don't have to. It's easier for us to go buy a gun than it is the average
walk out
Joe
the door
off the street. You know what I mean?
Because we're certified.
Easy. Because we're certified. Is that in and of itself? What worries me about that is I'm a CPL holder. Somebody knows I'm a CPL holder. They know I have guns. So when the confiscation time comes, guess where they're knocking? Gary's door, because he's a CPL holder. He must have guns.
Sales of PVC will go up. Like they did in Ireland, like they did in Australia, like they did in New Zealand.
Place to hide your guns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You seal it with cement and bury it.
Yeah. And but it doesn't do me any good if it's sealed up in the backyard or down the road or in some piece of property somewhere.
Well, when the revolution comes.
That doesn't do me any good when Bobby Joe kicks in my door to steal my TV, right? Or to hurt me or my cat or whatever else. Not that I have
a cat. So make sure you have a registered machete. And a concealed machete license.
Well, weren't they talking about that in London?
Yes, they were. They did.
They want to register your knives in London now? They already did?
They banned carrying knives.
Sadiq.
We used to have restrictions against certain blade lengths here in this country and switchblades.
Yeah.
That went away.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
So I can carry a longer gun now or switchblade or whatever?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I believe so. I know you can carry a switchblade and it's not a problem.
Jets and sharks. What's the switchblade?
Open carry on a scabbard. You can carry a hunting knife. I don't know.
Just walk
knife.
Around with a samurai sword, a little thing on my back. Right now, that ain't happening. It's a slippery slope. This whole thing about the guns is a slippery slope. And but again, even when you listen to Beto there, he's talking about that AR-15. The AR-15 is just a tool, folks. And all these people that were talking about it, when I watched the shows and they're talking, like, did you see the Ted Cruz and Melissa Alano debate?
No.
Milano? All right. So it's kind of aggravating to watch because he allows three of these anti-gun
That's why
people
I didn't watch it.
With him. And he held his own. But this one Fred Gutenberg, whatever his name, that guy just couldn't shut up. You're an idiot. Shut up and let Ted Cruz speak his piece, you know? But they kept saying all the people that will die and we can save so many people. Well, then ban the hammers. That's killing more people than the rifles. And they're ignoring the fact that most gun deaths are from pistols. And yet they're perfectly saying, we're not taking your pistols away. Alyssa Milano said, I own two guns. And shortly thereafter said, I've been in therapy for mental depression. I deal with mental issues. Hello? How does she get a gun? Well, anyways, there's the hard break.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll continue this discussion, and we'll see you on the other side.
You can discuss with us.
And you can discuss with us. That's exactly right. See you on the other side.
always on the move, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep up with the latest in political talk? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels may take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues discussed by hosts like Steve Gruber, Theron X, and Dana Lash. Call 734-971-1600 today. 1600 AM, 92.7 FM, Wham Radio. We are American made.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. The White House confirms earlier reports of one of Osama bin Laden's sons, Hamza, has been killed, perhaps as long as a year ago.
The loss of Hamza bin Laden not only deprives al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and the symbolic connection to his father, but undermines important operational activities of the group. Hamza bin Laden was responsible for planning and dealing with various terrorist groups. Hamza was believed to be around 30 years old. U.S. officials describe Hamza as an emerging al-Qaeda leader who has threatened attacks against the United States.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Gunfire at the border Friday night injures an agent and leaves the shooter dead.
They pulled an individual over. The person started shooting, hit the officer in the chest. He was wearing his gear. It protected him. And his backup officer fired and killed the shooter.
Arizona GOP Senator Andy Biggs on Fox. America is listening to Fox News.
Experience and quality. These are two important words when it comes to auto body repairs. The last thing you need is more stress. That's why City Body on East Cross Street in Ypsilanti's historic depot town offers the finest quality collision repair service available. And they guarantee their work in writing. City Body can accommodate any collision or glass replacement need. As Ypsilanti's oldest and most recognized repair shop, City Body wants each customer's visit to be a positive experience, and they work diligently towards that goal. Customer services include free loaner cars for qualifying customers, rental cars, hassle-free insurance claims, drive-in estimating with estimates given in 30 minutes, and even towing if your car is undrivable. City Body, 20 East Cross Street in Ypsilanti's Depot Town, and open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 734-482-4737 or visit citybody.com.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing resort-like care facilities you've ever seen. Their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. And in their pursuit of excellence, WellBridge asks each guest to complete a customer satisfaction survey after their stay. To date, they've earned a satisfaction rate of 100%. Here are some of the comments received. This is my home away from home. This place is outstanding and everyone is super kind. I am beyond pleased with all the care I received. The staff is so passionate for what they do and it shows. This was my mother's third stay here and she always loves it. I've referred this place to many already. My stay has been fantastic. For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge in Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team. Learn more at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Adrift in studio. It's Ed Bondarenko.
Hi.
You like that tune? Do
you remember
that?
Okay, but you know, it's just for some reason, it reminded me of an incident at the gas station pump this morning in front of the convenience store. And so I'm standing there, and there's a black gentleman at his car ahead of me, another one on the other side of the pumps, and I'm standing there, and I'm wearing all white and a white hat, right? And somebody gets in this hoopty and turns it on, and all you hear is, you know, I mean, I could not distinguish. I thought his car was breaking down, really. And these guys are looking at me and they say, like, that's absolutely ridiculous. And I said, yeah, is that a stereo? I thought his car was breaking down.
I tell you what, cars now with those giant sound systems in them.
Just rattling every weld in his car.
I know. I don't know how the car stays together.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how my ears would stay together with that, but it is what it is. So, we can continue, but I wanted to talk a little bit about illegals. I don't know if you saw this from Michelle Malkin this week.
I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
And so we've got this, and it's about remittances by illegal aliens. We've talked about it on the show before.
How much goes across the border to Mexico?
Are the illegal aliens, just one more, it's not the fact that they just use up services when illegal aliens are here, but they're collecting money under the table.
Yeah, on tax revenue going right back to Mexico.
And these people, they're putting it to Western Union or Bank of America.
And do the cartels get a cut?
Exactly the point she's making.
Oh, okay. Well, right? No, I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Exactly. This is the point she's making. So, Derek, do you have this track from Michelle Malkin available? All right, let's run that.
And in the middle of that research, I discovered that the Federal Reserve itself was trying to hone in on this segment of the market with its own program to have a remittance program that is specifically marketed to illegal aliens in America. And this program still exists. It doesn't make a lot.
We lost it.
That was it?
Nah, there's something in there. When you get it back, Derek, let me know.
Have you ever seen on some of the cell phone plans, like my wife has something, Puppy Wireless or something. It's an inexpensive wireless surface.
Hey, it's Puppy
cheap.
Wireless?
<You know? laughs> Cheap, all right? But you look at the contract, and there's all these things in there for sending money over your phone, via your phone, via your cell phone. I'm thinking, how attractive an option is that for people to send money? Then I dug deeper. No, it's to send money to the home country. And you do it through your cell phone, so basically you don't even go to Western Union.
So the cell phone company is getting its cut.
Yes.
Which is probably why they're offering the discounted rate on these throwaway phones or whatever, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Derek's got it ready. Go ahead, play it.
The idea that the federal government itself is breaking the laws of aiding and abetting illegal aliens and that it hasn't been shut down. I mean, not only should President Trump fulfill the promise that he made many, 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 many months ago to tax remittances, but he should shut down this Federal Reserve program as well. And Judicial Watch has been suing for more information. They've been waiting for years to get it. They should release it the Trump administration should release it to Judicial Watch and then shut it down. For people who are curious to know more about it, get the book. And it's on pages 34 and 35 where I talk about the actual program.
Specific.
It's called Directo a Mexico. and I reported for the first time because I was just digging and digging and digging and found I can't remember what the website is, but it's cited how they marketed the program in, I believe it was in Minnesota. And so taxpayer money was used to have a little fair and there were games. And they brought families in to recruit illegal alien customers.
How do you satirize this?
You can't.
Do it. You couldn't do it. You could. This is our own government.
Well, you know, I'm surprised that two of them should know better. The Federal Reserve is not our own federal government. It is a private corporation.
Which makes it even worse because our federal government contracts with the Federal Reserve, basically.
Do you think Federal Express really is a part of the federal government? No. The Federal Reserve isn't either.
It's
a banker's organization.
Which makes it even worse because here we are. Why is these private companies controlling our
economy?
Our economy.
Yeah.
Right? Which is just terrible. But I didn't realize that that's how bad it was. Mm-hmm. I didn't know the Federal Reserve was involved in all that. I mean, it's exactly right. How much money are we losing by not taxing these people who are working here illegally, not paying tax on their money, and booting it back to Mexico or overseas, China or wherever they're from, right?
What was the phrase in The Godfather about, was it wetting my beak? That's the Federal Reserve. I'm just wetting my beak. I just want a little bit of the action, you know?
They are wetting their beak, absolutely. So that's part of it. Let's take a quick call from Joe in Wyandotte wants to talk about the Second Amendment. Joe, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, guys. Ed, you mean Federal Express isn't run by the post office?
No, isn't that amazing? Although the post office is run by Amazon.
Where's your breaking news feed sound?
Well, say it again. I'm sorry, Joe. I was talking. I missed it.
You need the breaking news feed sound, yeah. You know, to give us a breaking news alert on when you do those things.
But the post office is run by Amazon. You know that, right?
And did I hear this right earlier? Gary was trying to set up and peddle the notion that he is, quote, of sound mind, unquote.
Yeah, he has his moments.
Anyone that listens to the show knows better than that. So,
and our next caller, who is our next?
Yeah, but anyway, I wanted to tie the first, the second, and right to vote all together. Our votes, our rights, end at the rights of trampling the rights of others. Now, I get tired of hearing, like, well, we can restrict the Second Amendment like we restrict the First Amendment. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. Wrong. That's not freedom of speech. That's not protected political speech. It's not protected religious speech. It is a commission of fraud and inciting a riot. That is a completely different animal.
Well, so is shooting a gun in a crowded theater, right?
Right. Your right to own a gun ends when you violate someone else's space with that gun. Armed robbery is indeed a crime and should be a crime when you're using it to impose your will on somebody else rather than defend yourself. That's a whole other thing, because then the whole voting thing. I have a right to vote, and I have a right to expect the government to protect my legal vote by enacting voter ID to prevent an invalid, illegal vote from stealing or countering my legal vote.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, the elites in power don't believe that.
Yeah. But these common sense arguments don't seem to go anywhere, because most people have no basic understanding of the Constitution. They haven't even read that, let alone the Federalist Papers or whatever, to understand. They back up the Constitution with the Federalist and Anti-Federalist Papers, so people would understand their mindset and indeed what those short sentences mean, backed up by volumes of other information of their intent.
Yeah. Well, do we blame our public school system for no longer doing the civics class?
I had a liberal.
Absolutely.
I was arguing with a liberal in comments on Facebook this morning, amazingly enough, and this guy says, well, you know, he's challenging what I said. He says, well, I took civics and I took history and I know what I'm talking about. And I says, excuse me, they don't teach those anymore. And whose fault is that, buddy? Yours. Jeez.
That's right. They don't even call it history. They call it social studies because it's a spin on history, aspects of history that they want to peddle to reshape minds towards the socialist order now.
Yep, yep. Yeah. Howard Zinn's Americanization,
You cannot rely on the public school system in most instances, not all, in most instances, to give your kids the tools they need when it comes to history and government civics anymore, because they're just not teaching it. I mean, and you see it on it, they're getting into college and they don't have the basic constitutional education to understand what first and second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth, all those amendments mean.
They don't even know what battle was fought by who and where. Watch Waters World sometime, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. What else?
And you can't even, they'll use Google, of course. And, of course, what are the first results? All left-wing spin sites that are rewriting and trying to do the same thing, represent history in a way that will be reinterpreted to peddle the socialist agenda. I mean, the Howard Zinn garbage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We need to go back to the textbooks that were in the schools from the 1960s.
Well, we have some better textbooks available, like by Bill Bennett. He's just come out with a new history book, but we've got to get it in the school systems.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Well, thanks. The lines are lighting up, so I appreciate the call.
Thanks a lot, my friends.
Joe.
Take care. I love you.
Take care. Love you, too. Bye. Let's take a call from Walter on line three. Walter, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Hey, man. Instead of a same guy is calling you all the time every week, I'm going to have to refer to some of the 910 patience over to you guys, man. They'll be glad to debate with you guys from the black the black haters from the other station.
They're afraid to call Walter.
They wouldn't call this show, that's for sure. What do you got, Walter?
Man, I would love that fact.
Wait a minute, you're a 9-10 patron. That's all I hear about from you is 9-10.
What do you got? You want to talk about the Democratic debate, Walter?
Yeah, about, do you guys know, and I think she claims to be a Christian, you know, if I say claimed. By the way, I just saw her on the 700 Club. She was one of the moderators, the real light-skinned black lady by the name of Lindsay. I've seen her on World News. You guys know who that is?
No.
I've seen her on 700 Club pushing her Christian, I guess I'm assuming Christian children books.
No,
doesn't ring a bell. What
well,
else you got?
One of the moderators at the I don't call it the debate. I would call it debacle, debauchery, and
oh, I'm sorry. She was a moderator like Jorge Ramos was.
Was the one that kept asking the race questions.
Okay, all right.
She's like a softer version, or maybe a better looking version, of course. Than
so
Kamala
she was
Harris,
the token Christian.
Who's always? Yeah, she's supposed to be a Christian. I just saw her being interviewed on the 700 Club.
Okay, so what's going on?
She just had to ask a bunch of racial questions, just catering to the haters, catering to the people, the brain dead zombies in the crowd, who kept cheering over foolishness, nonsense.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder how they fill that audience.
Hey, as long as will you hold that thought for a second? I called Phil's show this morning because it's about abortion. And Beto O'Rourke was challenged by a guy. Hey, I was born on a certain day. Was my life any valid a day earlier? And Beto says, blah, blah, blah. No, we cherish your life and everything. But your mom had a right to choice, and we're going to protect the right to choice. And a whole audience of young women cheered as if the Beatles had just walked on stage in 1964. How do you get so excited over the thought of killing your baby
the day before it's born?
Yeah.
You know, Ed, I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Thank you.
I hope everybody observed the people in the crowd. That's who horrified me the most, the people in the crowd. Yeah. And by the way, since we're on that subject, who horrifies me the most in this country are the voters, not the politicians.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because they wouldn't know a good politician if God dropped a bucket of chickens out of the clouds on top of their heads.
That's why term limits is not the answer, because a known knave, well, let's put it this way, a known good guy will get replaced by an unknown knave because of term limits, you know?
Good point.
You get rid of Ted Cruz, you know, you might have gotten a Beto because somebody with an established reputation like Ted Cruz, I mean, that was close. What if Ted Cruz had to step down and now you got two moderates or somebody moderate versus Beto, and then Beto's a senator from Texas?
Yeah. Could you imagine that Beto or Warren, could you imagine it coming that close, man, with Ted Cruz, him and Ted Cruz? What is wrong with the people in
Texas? He had a different gun policy then.
He certainly did. Yeah. I was going to pull that track, but I ran out of time. But during the Senate race, as a Senate candidate in Texas, he said people have an absolute right to keep and use their AR-15s legally.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you're on the national stage now doing, we're going to take your guns?
Hypocrite. Any of those politicians, this is what any of them, if you believe in killing babies, abortion, everything else, this is where I feel. Everything else you say means nothing to me. Good you say, because I don't trust you, because you got an evil, dark, and rotten, hellish heart.
Yeah.
You can talk casual and sit down, eat a barbecue dinner, and look at a baby being aborted, and then don't flinch. But, Lizzie, let me get back to her real quick. She missed, so-called Christian, missed a good opportunity. She wanted to dwell on racism in the country, which is a man-manufactured lie started by Barack Obama. That's right, Barack Obama. Who can forget him? He started all this racial mess.
The first half-white president.
Not Donald Trump, you bunch of liars, not Donald Trump. And she missed the opportunity to take a stand for Donald Trump, and she blew it when she kept on talking about racism and what would they do in this racial climate that Barack Obama started. If you don't bring up his name, you're wasting my time. And also, she blew opportunity to say, yeah, you guys keep saying racist. He's a racist. He's this. What about the unemployment with the minorities? She didn't do it.
Yeah, of course
not. Wasted our time, man.
Yeah. Hey, is that catching on?
crooked moderator.
Is that catching on with the guys you work around, the guys you're exposed to on your job? Is that catching on, the economy getting better? Is there any movement there?
I happen to work at a local trucking company, and I've been blessed. And by the way, that's how I got hired, through a guy that knew that I was conservative by my mannerisms. He didn't look so much at color, but he just thought I was the kind of person that went against the current. And God gave me favor with this man. He actually went with me to my interview so I can get hired, because he saw that I wasn't like a lot of those people that voted for Obama because of his color. And we talked about health care. He told me he had to break the news to me. They had to shorten my hours because of Obama never did care health care. And that's how we got the ball rolling. We get started. I said, man, you don't have to tell me. He's my supervisor, warehouse supervisor. I said, man, let me tell you something. The reason you guys got to cut my hours out, you don't have to tell me. Because he was kind of walking on eggshells around me because I'm a black guy. He's a white guy, so he didn't know how to approach me. I just came out and blurted out. Ever since then, we've been friends. And everybody, back to answer your question, Ed, most, I'd say 99% of the, I would say, upper 90s, the people that I talk to at my company, in the office and the truck drivers, see it the way we see it. They're conservative.
That's good. Thank you for that sample.
They can't stand them Democrats, man. Yeah. They love Donald Trump.
Well, that's awesome.
All right. Thanks, Walter. That's a good note to close on. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, Walter. All right, let's take a call from Ken in Livonia about the U.S. Constitution. Hey, Ken, how are you?
Oh, doing good. Sorry to hear you guys will be going off the air.
Thank you.
I just wanted to address something regarding the U.S. Constitution, and my concern is because of our poor national education system that the average adult graduating high school today can even read it. And I just wanted to share an example for you. To make my point. Now, the Bible translation that I read has been tested again and again to be at the 8th grade reading level. It's identified as the New King James Bible. Now, our best Bible scholars identify this translation as being the most precise, most faithful to the original text. But both my pastor and my congregation, as well as the church leaders of my church nationwide, despise this translation because too many people just cannot understand it. It's too hard to read. So we settle on using a translation that to me is crapola garbage.
The message?
The message is okay. Oh, my message is that we have too many adults that are graduating the school system that just can't read.
Hey, along those lines, my niece is a teacher in Florida public schools. She's a conservative Christian, okay? And her job is to teach 12th graders how to be able to read at a 5th grade level so that they can get out of high school.
What?
Yes. It's pathetic. It's really pathetic. The people she gets in who cannot read at a 3rd grade level, and she has to bring them up to a 5th grade level. She has to have, like you're talking about, a choice of books that they can find interesting, that they can take home. She's worked a library out. This is her job. This is her full-time job, is to bring people who made it to the 12th grade up to a 5th grade leading level.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And how could we get people to read the U.S. Constitution, which definitely is 12th grade or above, when we can't, we are graduating people that can't read?
Yeah.
You need a Supreme Court attorney to understand the Constitution, it seems.
Absolutely. Well, great points, Ken, as always, man. Love hearing,
thanks, Ken.
Hearing your calls.
Call back next week.
All right. Take
you
care,
guys,
Ken.
Take care.
You
take
too.
Care.
Bye-bye. Okay, yeah, that's discouraging. Oh, my gosh, you know?
Yeah.
You would think teachers, well, but you know what? The teachers themselves are product of the Alinskyites, right?
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. We've allowed, and again, I'll put this out there. Folks, if you're conservative, the biggest thing you can do to help your community, run for school board.
Mm-hmm.
Run for school board if you're conservative, because there's not enough conservatives American-loving conservatives sitting on our school boards to make sure the curriculums and the students are being taught appropriately. We need to get those school boards back in conservative hands.
There was a radical, late 1800s, early 1900s, named Gramsci, and he proposed that these radicals infiltrate the institutions. And it's called the Gramscian March through the institutions.
Yeah.
And it's successful. That's how they rule academia now.
Yeah. Let's get to a couple other things here real quick. So did you see the article on Liz Warren this week?
No, I don't know.
All right. So Pocahontas, for years, said she was a minority Indian related,
Navajo.
Right? So this week on The Drift, you'll see it if you want to go to The Daily Drift. It turns out that she's actually the direct descendant, her great-great-grandfather was an Indian fighter and died and left the pension that the great-great-grandmother got was getting the government pension because her husband was an Indian fighter out killing Indians.
Wow.
And I just kind of went,
and she gets, does she have to apologize to the Indians again?
I don't know, but you'll have
That's the opposite of reparations. You know, we say we got nothing from slavery, so why should we pay reparations? Her family got something from killing Indians.
Indians, exactly. Yeah. I thought to myself, oh boy, I put it on there as old Lizzie, right? So go ahead, and if you want to go to thedailydrift.com,
yeah,
read that story.
That.
That's a good
I will.
Here's another thing that I was thinking. There's been a lot of talk. We haven't really hit it. So behind the scenes, we all knew that there was some Taliban negotiations going on because we kind of want to get out. We've been there for 18 years, right? It's time to let sleeping dogs lie and get out. I kind of feel that way. I know what happens when you leave. The Taliban's going to take over. Al-Qaeda come in, ISIS, and down the road, we're back to square one again, right? But Trump was obviously working on having the Taliban, and they were going to show up, representatives, at Camp David. What's your thought on that? Yes, no?
You know, it's Trump being a negotiator. If he's going to bring them to Camp David, bring them to Camp David. If he thinks he can get something out of it, fine. I like the fact that he turned them away and says, no, that was stupid of you, and you get nothing now. Nothing for you.
Yeah.
No soup for you. Come back Thursday.
But at least, you know, people were, it's outrageous that he would have them here. We had the PLO leader, Yasser Arafat.
Till you said Anwar, I had him.
Yasser Arafat was a terrorist.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
And we invited him. Jimmy Carter had him come to Camp David for peace talk. So why wouldn't you? At least he made the effort. I'm like you. I'm glad he kicked him to the curb and said, you know what? I thought this the week before we even knew that this was happening, that the Taliban were upping their attacks. I'm like, aren't they supposed to be in peace negotiations? Mm-hmm. And yet they're bombing the heck out of people.
Well, I wonder if it was like the IRA. If you remember, the English were negotiating with the IRA, and there were factions that didn't want that peace. And so these rogue elements that were IRA were killing people and blowing things up, trying to kill the peace talks.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the case or not, but I'm saying don't deal with them.
Right.
I think we ought to honor our dead. We ought to honor our dead for over the last 18 years and stay there and protect the people until maybe something does grow.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole generation that has grown up not fearing the Taliban, these girls who have gone through school.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
We had another caller, Donna, on the line. Donna,
Donna.
You call us next week.
Next week.
And we'll get you in because I want to continue that conversation on education as well. So, Donna, next week we'll get you on the show. And until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. We'll
see you. It's the news you need to know.
Good job.